three dozen college presidents nationwide were paid more than $1 million a year, according to a new study. Among them is Syracuse University Chancellor Nancy Cantor, who will be stepping down in 2014. WRVO's Duri Lawrence reports.
According to the report by the Chronicle of Higher Education, 36 private college presidents earned more than $1 million in 2010, the latest available numbers. One quarter of those are in New York State, making it the most well-represented state on the list. Most of those universities are in New York City. That's where president of the new school, Bob Carey, tops the list with $3 million. SU Chancellor Nancy Cantor received just over $1.1 million in compensation. Jack Stripling is a senior reporter at the Chronicle.
These are nonprofit organizations, so they're tax-exempt organizations. The question that I think is fair to raise is whether they are good stewards of their money, and does paying a president a couple $1 million indicate that they are or not? That's in the eye of the beholder.
Stripling said college boards justify the high compensation, saying that college presidents take large roles in fundraising for the university. SU's Cantor ranks 27th on the list. In Syracuse, I'm Duri Lawrence, WRVO News.